From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The political crisis in Ukraine is entering its sixth day. European mediators are now in the capital city, attempting to defuse the standoff between the Ukrainian government and the opposition. Meantime, hundreds of thousands of protesters have now taken over the center of Kiev. They claim the government rigged last Sunday's election. Mediators from Poland, Lithuania, and the European Union have finished initial meetings with the outgoing Ukrainian president and the two contenders to secede him. But there's no sign of an imminent resolution. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev.
The Ukrainian opposition's uprising, which they call the Orange Revolution, spread from the area around vast independent square to avenues throughout Kiev. Thousands of protesters blocked off the entrances to parliament, the presidential administration, and the ornate marble-columned main state office complex. The siege prevented Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych from reaching his office. Yanukovych is the man the government says won the presidency. But the opposition's effective control of key state buildings has made a mockery of his efforts to project normalcy. A few days ago, embattled outgoing President Leonid Kuchma, who wanted to hand the reins of power to Yanukovych, labeled these demonstrations a political farce. Today, Kuchma was forced to go on state TV and plead with the opposition to stop. He even uttered the word revolution.
Calm your passions. Any revolution must end with peace. The sooner this revolution, this so-called revolution, is over, the better it will be for the people whose fate concerns us so much.
But it wasn't clear what cards Kuchma planned to play to try and regain control. There is now virtually no police or security troop presence in Kiev. Overnight, a few dozen government security troops tried to enter the presidential administration, but they retreated after seeing they were vastly outnumbered. There were also questions about the loyalty of the security services. A top general from the SBU, the Ukrainian wing of the former Soviet KGB, appeared in front of demonstrators. He stood next to opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko, the man who says he was cheated out of victory by government vote rigging. Though the general said nothing, his symbolic show of support was played up by the opposition. A few dozen police cadets also swore loyalty to opposition leader Yushchenko, not to Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Yanukovych, speaking in Russian, sounded an aggressive note to about 10,000 of his own supporters at Kiev's main train station today. They were mostly coal miners from his home region of Donetsk in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine. Yanukovych sent a mixed message. He asked the men not to take matters into their own hands. But Yanukovych also asked the men to support Interior Ministry troops, whom he vowed would restore order. Many of the miners were inebriated, and some carried large wooden sticks. 23-year-old Vladimir said they were ready to march into the city center to help retake government buildings if Yanukovych called upon them to do so. You don't know us miners, Vladimir said. He said the miners would march into downtown Kiev even if they were outnumbered by 20 or 30 times. Vladimir said ethnic Russians, like himself, from the eastern third of Ukraine, wanted closer relations with Moscow, not with Europe. Vladimir called Europe run by the Americans, who've taken over the whole world. The opposition, however, vows to bring Ukraine into the European mainstream. That has angered the Kremlin, which wants to maintain its influence here. The Ukrainian opposition has been bolstered by support from ex-Soviet satellite countries in Eastern Europe. Busloads of people from Poland have poured into Kiev.
My name is Jarek, and I'm 24 years old. We support Ukraine because we had the same in Poland in 1989, so we strongly feel that it's necessary to support those democratic changes.
Russia's foreign minister today said that foreign powers were trying to draw some new lines across Europe in Ukraine. Many Ukrainians have expressed dismay with Russia's support for the embattled government here. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.